listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Wiggert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we hear from a Wisconsin candidate for a Democratic National Committee leadership position about his plans and hopes for the party.
First, from an unpredictable and sometimes chaotic presidential election to our own state's recount effort, politics dominated the headlines in Wisconsin in 2016.
Now, with 2017 just underway, what will the new year bring for politics in the state? Stephen Walters joins us now with his predictions for the new year. He's senior producer for Wisconsin Eye and former Capitol Bureau chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Steve, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks very much for asking me. I really appreciate it.
Well, you'd written a piece listing your 2017 predictions with a pundit caveat. They may not all come true.
It's dangerous to be a pundit.
But let's start with the governor's race. And I think you feel pretty solid on this one. You're thinking Governor Walker will try to continue to be Governor Walker.
Really, there's no doubt in my mind that the governor will seek a third term. He has said he'll announce that after he signs the budget. I think you'll see signs tomorrow in his State of the State. I think it'll have three themes. I think it'll talk about the economic progress, and I think he'll talk about the special session for the heroin epidemic that he just called last week. And finally, he'll talk about realigning the workforce. He'll strike an upbeat note, and this is a State of the State that will be given by a governor who wants a third term.
And that may have been sealed when the Republican candidate, who is not Scott Walker, won the election. If things had come out differently, maybe not such a sure thing.
I still think the governor enjoys the platform being governor. It gives him a national visibility. He now has a Rolodex, if you will. Remember the old term Rolodex of large campaign contributors?
Yeah.
We can still say that. So, yeah, there's no doubt. I think the governor is going to seek a third term.
And you don't have a super solid prediction on who might run against him. The Democrats will be trying to find a candidate.
Well, I think potentially five. Senator Tim Cullen, former Senator Tim Cullen of Janesville, I think.
And
will
he's
announce.
Saying he's gonna,
yeah.
Pretty much.
Yes, he is. He's telling you the same thing he's telling me. Jefferson County District Attorney Susan Happ, if you go to her website, it's taking a statewide view. Eau Claire Representative Dana Walks. Senator Kathleen Vinehout ran for governor in the primary for the recall. She didn't fare very well. And locally, Dane County Executive Joe Parisi, I think, would love to run, but another Dane County Democrat. How did that fare in 2014?
Right, not slam dunks there. Are Democrats hoping for an outside candidate? Do you write about maybe hoping for another candidate from the business world? Though again, that didn't necessarily work out for them.
Well, I think many people wanted Catherine Gale to take it seriously, the former CEO of Gale Foods. And she has indicated no, and I think unpredictable is Madison businessman Kevin Conroy.
Do you see Democrats trying to pick someone, anoint them, and let them go through, or let a messy primary go ahead and see who comes out on top?
I really think there'll be a messy primary with up to five candidates.
And do you think that that's better for a party to let that primary? I mean, look what happened in the presidential election. Democrats tried to ride through with their chosen candidate. It's a messy thing for the Republicans. Which side won?
The political scientists, I think, who say that primaries are good for candidates. It allows them to test themes. It allows them to test their staffers. Yes, it costs them money, but it's a real exercise in how good a candidate you're going to be in a primary.
We'll get back to some other elections in a bit. But you went out on a limb here. State Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, he's been in this job for a while. You see him hitting the road, maybe heading to Washington, D.C.
Well, I do. And last Tuesday, Mr. Fitzgerald met with the Capitol Press Corps and said, look, it's still out there. It's still on the table, to his credit. I commend him for saying that. He has been straight up. I have talked to the Trump administration. He wants a significant job. He joked to a Milwaukee talk show host, how about Ambassador to Ireland, ha-ha, which has to be taken seriously. But when you look at Senator Fitzgerald, he's a retired U.S. Army Reserve Lieutenant Colonel. He's been in the Senate for 22 years. That's a bit of herding cats. There's no doubt in my mind he is open to a job in the Trump administration.
Talking to Steve Walter from Wisconsin Eye, he recently wrote a piece with his predictions for what's going to happen in Wisconsin politics in 2017, going through at least some of them today. Back to elections. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin up for re-election at the same time as the governor will be. Where do you see challenges coming from for Republicans?
Well, I think Senator Fitzgerald, if he doesn't go to Washington, may consider that. The assistant Senate Majority Leader, Leah Vukmir, is interested in that, as in Eric Hovde, Madison businessman. And let's see.
And he's run for office before.
He ran in 2012 and finished second to Tommy Thompson. And then Sean Duffy, Congressman Duffy, who raised his profile greatly with the presidential campaign. I think there's a reason he recently referred to the communist governments in Madison, kind of a laying down a marker. So I think there are three potential candidates against Senator Baldwin.
Now, we're making predictions here for 2017. These are elections in 2018. But given that our election cycles are approaching infinity at this point, whoever's running, we're going to know about it or get strong signals by the time this year's out.
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt. We're now into the era of full-time campaigning, full-time fundraising.
And any reason to believe that Senator Tammy Baldwin wouldn't run for re-election?
Absolutely not.
So
absolutely not.
Her against Republican TBD is the matchup we're looking to see.
Yeah, you saw a press release today on her introducing a bill trying to salvage the Affordable Care Act. So there's no doubt in my mind she's going to seek re-election.
Now, one prediction you didn't make in your piece, but you'll probably go with, and I would too, Wisconsin State Supreme Court Justice Annette Ziegler, probably going to win her election next year because there is nobody on the ballot against her.
She has no opposition. It's the first time a Supreme Court incumbent has been in a post since 2006. When you look at the last four elections for Supreme Court, conservative candidates and their third-party supporters won three out of four, and they spent a total of $8 million, according to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. But more moderate candidates and their third-party groups supporting them spent only $5 million. So that's a big difference in low turnout spring elections. So you and I agree, Rob, Justice Ziegler will be reelected April 4.
Unless something really weird happens. Getting to some policy points here. The transportation budget sticking point, this is within the Republican Party. There have been issues. What do you see happening this time around with transportation?
Well, I think that eight-hour Assembly Transportation Committee hearing really helped Assembly Republicans make the case why there has to be some type of revenue uppers. Our 30.9-cent gas tax hasn't been increased since 2006. Our $75 annual vehicle registration fee hasn't been increased since 2008. And we have a $939 million shortfall if we wanted to continue building highways at the current rate over the next 2 years, the next two-year state budget.
Just hearing in the news today, a Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce survey on whether Wisconsinites want a gas tax, pretty evenly divided between yes, we do, and no, we don't. This is the sticking point, isn't it? There's a lot of ideas out there, and any particular idea more people seem to dislike than like, so nobody can settle on one solution.
And then, meanwhile, Governor Walker has said, look, the only way I would agree to that is, first of all, I'm not going to raise a gas tax, I'm not going to raise the vehicle registration fee, and then there's a however in there. If there are offsets and cuts in other state taxes, he might accept that.
Local governments really hoping for some
personal property tax.
Oh, okay.
$297 million. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you raised our gas tax 5 cents, and if you raised 5 cents a gallon, if you raised our $75 vehicle registration fee $10 over the course of the next biennium, you would raise, and I just checked these figures, $400 million. Then if you borrowed the $500 million that the Department of Transportation budget proposes, you're up to $900 million, almost that meeting that shortfall.
But that'd be a lot to offset.
That's a big offset needed.
Before we let you go, Wisconsin waiting on a U.S. Supreme Court hearing and decision on how we draw our voting lines here in the state. Democratic, in effect, challenge to the way Republicans drew the lines. What's your prediction from the U.S. Supreme Court?
This was the one prediction that I had the most uncertainty about. I just feel that the ninth Supreme Court justice is not going to be named in time to hear this. And I feel Justice Kennedy is going to say, okay, the remaps that the Republicans drew in 2011 were okay in terms of the numbers being equal, one person, one vote. I'm going to let stand the Court of Appeals ruling. But punditry is dangerous, and that's the one I perhaps have the least certainty about.
We'll flip a coin on that one. Steve, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for asking me. Thank you very much.
It's Stephen Walters, senior producer for Wisconsin Eye and former Capitol Bureau chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We've been talking about his predictions with varying degrees of certainty for what 2017 is going to bring for Wisconsin politics.